Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to A Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. This is Kyle's Conversations, live from Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. Welcome, folks. Even in Australia, they have a prime minister that says, this is the myocarditis cases from this point to this point. Once the vaccine rolled out, the increase in myocarditis and pericarditis from 18 to like 40-something, like 46-year-olds, skyrocketed. And he's talking about how this is going to be like one of the biggest medical like mishaps or skin, like why didn't they do anything? Like, why wasn't something done? Like, why didn't they? Well, I'll get into that. There is a California teacher who maintains a classroom library containing books with sexually explicit imagery and information about BDSM and orgies and all this stuff. And that is, as parents, at least the parents are outraged. But she's trying to promote her queer library. Come on, if we separate people by only male and female, we're segregating. And that's it, not inclusive of two-year-olds who think they're non-binary. A kid in fourth grade should not be questioning what, if they're a beach ball or not, or if they're a human or not, or if they're, well, you should know. Well, see, your parents lied to you, trying to tell you that that if you pull down your pants, you can tell what gender you are, how dare you're, where's the Child Protective Services? They put on your birth certificate that you're a boy. How dare they? Where's Child Protective Services? They need to be taken away right now. We need to confuse the kid so he doesn't know what he is. The Secret Service has said this. Chinese hackers stole approximately $20 million in Corona benefits. And I'm like, the surprise is it's only $20 million. I thought they would have taken a lot more. But then what did the Secret Service know about this and how did they help? It's probably kickbacks. They probably gave stimulus checks to us so that they could have stimulus checks stolen by the Chinese and it was a kickback for something they did, you know? It wouldn't be surprising. Blackburn, social media, big TV trying to bury the story about Twitter's files and the cover-up. They're trying to cover up the fact that it's getting scary. If Twitter was selling to Elon Musk, wouldn't they, you'd think they would delete all this stuff that proves that they were in collusion with the DNC. Marsha Blackburn, I love her. She's great. I want to get in. This is not that I ever liked this guy. McConnell caves to Pelosi and Schumer and allows JCPA media cartel bailout bill to be included in defense package. Yipper. And then you got Mitch. Then you got this one. This is, I think, kind of funny too, because McCarthy has basically come out and said, like, hey, folks, the military vaccine mandate will be lifted or NDAA will not move forward. Kind of like, hey, this military thing that we're going to do here. Yeah, this military defense kind of package thing. All this stuff, you know. The National Defense Authority Act kind of thing, that thing. Yeah, it's not going to go through. So basically, okay, we'll get rid of the vaccine mandate. That means we get this bailout put in for this media, the JPCA thing. Yeah. So you're screwed either way. Firearm sales skyrocketing as Oregon residents rush to get ahead of a gun control. I mean, how can any, technically, if you're pushing firearms legislation of gun control, then you're basically, what would I say? Oh, yeah. Your oath to uphold the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Yeah, you don't stand by that. I just always want to remind you, as Christians, we stand, you know, we put our faith and trust in God, not in the government.
Hi, I'm Janice Gaines, gospel recording artist and Bible teacher, and I'm here to share the verse of the day. Today's verse is Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, and it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." This verse has been important to me personally because I am the friend who thinks all the way to the worst case scenarios. And I've heard all of my life, do not fear. But what the Lord is saying here is important to me and it's important to you because he's not saying don't have that physical response when you come up against danger that he built our bodies with. What he's saying is don't be fearful. Don't tremble as though you have already lost when you face things in life that you come up against. And why? Because it's the Lord your God who goes with you, and he will not leave you or forsake you. The preceding verses to this one are really proving what God has already done. This is Moses speaking, and he's telling the people, hey, you're going across without me, but you do not have to worry because the God who is with me is the same God who is going to be with you, the God who has already been delivering you. And so that's what you remember as you go. Do not fear or be in dread of them. Be strong and courageous. You can stand in strength because you're attached to the strong one, because it's going to be God himself who goes with you. And not only will he go with you, but he's never going to leave you, and he's never going to forsake you. And that's just God bless.
Think about it as you're going through your day whenever you're listening. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you nor abandon you. Welcome. What a conversation, folks. We got going. It's going to be a good one. I want to get into this. Because there's evidence that even Katie Holmes is now caught up in this, where she was having the DNC have stuff like censored. James Wood is supposedly suing Twitter because, I don't know how this is going to work, because when all this stuff is coming out, it's going to be interesting to see, because I guess under the direction of the DNC, they ordered Twitter to censor James Wood and a bunch of other people. See, we are an independent entity. They've said that Facebook has, all these places have. We're an independent entity. We're a private, whatever you want to call us, platform. We have the right to say, you know, to do whatever we want to on our thing. Well, if the government's getting involved, like the DNC, oh yeah, that's right. Then all of a sudden, you're violating freedom of speech. The freedom of speech is to make sure that the government doesn't control what you can and cannot say. And if the government is controlling you, like it's been proven, the whole point is now we got to wait and see. Now it's one of these investigational games. But you wonder how long it's going to take. You know, will anything ever come of it? Will anyone ever be held accountable? Yeah, I'm waiting. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. At least parents are outraged. But there's a California teacher with classroom library books about BDSM, orgies, and kink, and says it helps students discover their identities. I'm so tired of this. Well, how dare you only have males and females, three-year-olds and third graders and fourth graders don't know what gender they are. They don't know. They're confused. This allows them to think, well, what am I? Should I be putting on an outfit, running around like a gerbil? Yes, San Juan Hills High School teacher Danielle Ciro, who goes by the name Flint, had recently angered parents after it was revealed she was allegedly promoting her queer library to students in her classroom. Okay, she should lose her teaching license, be fired immediately, and anyone else in that school that knew that she had that stuff should be let go and lose her teaching license and be done with. This is what happens when you take Christ and the Bible out of school. All right, kids, today, I know you're in second grade, but we're going to learn about the stop sign, okay? Well, see, when you are chained up and you're getting whipped, and you're a man and you're getting whipped by a dom, whether it's a male or female, it's probably going to be the person that's the most experienced person. And what's going to happen here is you're going to be partially naked. You may just have underwear on. That way they can see where they're actually hitting you. You know, and we're going to talk about this today because I know it's third grade, but you need to know this stuff, folks. You don't know. Sorry, folks, your parents lied to you. They cannot, when you're born, they cannot tell you what your gender is. You should be confused about your gender until maybe you die. Maybe you never know what you are. Maybe, depending on what side of the bed you wake up on, depends if you're a red beast ball, a blue beast ball, or a rhinoceros, or a giraffe, who knows? And I'm here to confuse you even further. So you're going to open, okay, this is BDM Illustrated. Yes, and what we're going to do here, when I was a kid, you know, they bring in a projector and you watch a movie. And it was like kid friendly. Now they probably just have like a thing that projects onto a wall screen from like a thing up. They probably have like a little projector in the ceiling that like goes down and projects to a big white screen on the wall, and they probably got Pornhub, and like, okay, this right here, this is called raw dogging it, and what that is the term raw dogging, first of all, I mean, that's when a guy has multiple female partners but doesn't use a condom. That's what a raw dogger is. I learned that, actually, never heard the term, but I learned it when a guy said he was a Christian, but he had a shirt saying, I'm like a raw dogger. And someone actually looked it up to see what it meant. Yeah, tell me, man, I'm a raw dog, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you'd be like in a spelling bee contest. Spell raw dogger. Can you use it in a sentence? A guy who has more than one sexual partner without using a condom. Raw dogger. Raw dogger. R-A-W-D-O-G-G-E-R, raw dogger. Ding. Your word is non-binary. Nation of origin, woke America. Can you use it in a sentence, please? When you don't know, when you believe there's more than two genders, even though biologically there's only two, you are considered non-binary. Seriously, what in the heck's going on with these schools that, like, they have, like, BDSM stuff? Well, heck, in Indiana, they tried to put a bill in place that would ban pornography in schools or the access to it, and guess what? That didn't even get out of committee. It was shut down in committee before it even got out of committee to go to the floor. Sickening. If you're 21 years old and you want to look at Playboy or whatever, that's your choice. But indoctrinating kids. There's a guy, I forget what his name is. I'm going to see if I can find out. Hold on. The Quartering is what it's called. And this dude, he's like, I don't know how these people keep getting teaching jobs, but I'm going to keep, you keep sharing and liking, and I'm going to keep exposing them. And it has all these weird, and this lady goes off about how, like, you're segregating people when you put them into two genders, like male and female. Like, it'd be like saying, okay, we're going to put the, like, are you kidding me? There's only two genders. Like, how dare you line up kids with girls on one side, boys on the other? How dare you? You're segregating kids. Like these people. Folks, racism had nothing to do with slavery. It was about cheap labor. Because if it was about racism, then white people were slaves and sold to Africa. White Europeans were sold to Africa as slaves. Way before black people were. Like, I remember this one person goes, I want you to pick up your things to this black guy. Because I want you, because he was all like replication and all that stuff. And this guy goes, I want you to pick up your stuff and I want you to move to any country. I'll pay for it. You pack up all your stuff and I'll pay for you to move to any place on planet Earth that's not had slavery. You won't find it. Maybe Antarctica, like the North and South Poles, maybe, but I doubt even there wasn't. It's ridiculous. You know, this is kind of funny, and I commented on this. The Secret Service has come out and said that Chinese hackers stole $20 million in coronavirus benefits, and I'm like, wow. The surprise is it was only $20 million, and I'm wondering if it's kickbacks. You know, hey, we're going to do this stimulus package. We're going to help you steal some of this money, and it's like a kickback, you know. It said $20 million. I'm like, that's it? And I'm like, that's it? $20 million? I thought it'd be way more than that, you know. But that's how it is. I mean, that's just where we live in, folks. It's kind of like, this story kind of reminds me of when they talked about these stimulus packages that Obama passed, and there was like $20 million to put windows in the building. Yeah. Yeah, that building got $20 million. Yeah, they put $20 million. That was a good thing. And then they went off, and when it was all said and done, they said, there's just one problem. This was a brand new building, never been used, never been touched, just built. Brand new, brand spanking windows. You're not going to sit there and it was just it was a front. The whole $20 million BS was just a front. So they could pretend where the money was going. It's like this. I would be surprised if they didn't know about it, if they didn't assist in this, and this was giving someone a kickback. I mean, have with this new journalism competition and journalism act thing that they're trying to pass, there's proof in there that it actually will allow like foreign governments to interfere in our media and allow like, you know, kind of like influence the media. So like Twitter did when they said, okay, you need to shut, when the Democrats said, okay, you need to kill this story, you need to kill that story. Okay, he has proof that masks don't work. Shut it down. We need to have these people wearing, they have to wear masks. We have to force them to wear masks. See, I see this is what happened. I truly believe this until the day I die. I believe that the coronavirus did not do what it's supposed, like, it was supposed to kill way more, it was supposed to be more deadly than it was. Like, the number of people that were dying, it was supposed to be way more than that, and when it wasn't doing it, they tried to do all kinds of fear-mongering tactics to get people into fear, like, you know, that's why what do you think they had all those hospitals with, here we got another refrigerator, we got five semi-trucks with refrigerators, and they're just loading the bodies in there, there's millions of bodies. You know, they tried to truly fear-monger people. And I truly believe, and I truly, truly, truly believe this, that Well, they couldn't get the Third Reich through war. So how did they get the Third Reich in? How did they get Hitler's Third Reich? Gee. Why don't we try to scare the whole world with a pandemic and scare the whole world and have countries on massive lockdowns and push a vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, and we'll do a one-world passport that every nation has, that everyone has to have by law. And if it's green, you can go and do. If it's not green and it's red, you can't leave your house. We can, if you're a law-abiding citizen, guess what? We'll keep your passport green. If you say stuff that goes against the regime, if you say stuff like that would get you, that would get something, if you said something that violates Twitter's policy or Facebook's policy, YouTube's policy, we'll make that passport red. And if you're out, if you try to go to the grocery store, do anything without it, it'll come up as red, and you'll get arrested, and you'll get thrown in prison or whatever they would do to you. That's what they tried to do. They tried to control us with, I believe they tried to push a one-world passport so that, and they want to try to find a way to get a pass. Because that's what Democrats ultimately are trying to do, is they're trying to circumvent, how can we get around this Constitution? They have the right to bear arms. How can we stop this? How can we ensure that this is stopped? We can't control them if they own guns. There's an Oregon gun law that's being introduced, and it goes into effect December 8th, and they say gun sales, people are buying guns like crazy. I mean, guns are flying off the shelf so fast, it's not even funny. Well, first of all, how can you support gun control legislation? Because as a politician, you're taking an oath to uphold the Constitution. I don't see, no one's going to ever in a million years tell me straight to my face that a law-abiding citizen with a gun is a threat to society. Show me where a law-abiding citizen who got a gun legally that's law-abiding has gone and killed people. Never. You have people that have no record that make all kinds of death threats, and I'm going to go kill all these millions of people and stuff, and then they get a gun. And since they've never done anything in the past, they're not mentally there. I know people that my dad's had people work for him that 50% of my paycheck that I give them my paycheck, you know, like 50% of my, like I do their paycheck. 50% of it goes to all these people because they owe child support and this and this and this. And I don't know how he'll get a loan for a bicycle. It's ridiculous. But that's crazy though, but it just shows you. People are flying and guns are flying off the shelves because they want to beat this because it's ridiculous. But don't worry folks, it's okay. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Just turn over your guns. Just hand over your Bibles. Just comply. What you do is you go up to the people and say, yes, when are we going to implement Sharia law in America? That's what you do to people. Can you want Sharia law? Sure. Because in Sharia law, all this transgenderism would end immediately because any person that's gay, trans, lesbian, or whatever would be instantly killed. They put their arms behind their back and throw them off a building, and if they survive, they just keep doing it. Okay, how'd she survive? Well, let's throw her off this way. Let's make...
Should I do the orange
color so I make it show up? Oh, yes, it's fun. It you know, because, you know, those tolerant Muslims, yeah, just go to a Muslim-majority country where they have Sharia law. Let me tell you something, folks. Gays and lesbians, yeah, you'd be killed. It's crazy, folks. But that's where we are, folks. That's this world we live in, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. That should say something to you when they try to pass gun legislation or they pass it and you have and guns are flying off the shelves. That is how it is. I mean, but like, I guarantee you, this is the problem we'll have in this country, and I think, where am I at, folks? That's where we're at, folks. Is you'll get, it's like, there are people that still wear masks. Dr. Fauci has said under oath, what changed? What changed you to go from masks are ineffective, they don't work, they won't stop the spread of the coronavirus to, okay, everyone needs to be masked up, locked, you know, you need the mask to be 100%. What changed? Nothing. Nothing. I just decided all of a sudden, you need to wear a mask, there's no medical documentation, there's nothing to prove the benefit of wearing a mask. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute here. Where's the outrage? Twitter and all this stuff is going on. Most people probably don't know this, but Pfizer and them came out and said, yeah, the vaccine was never meant to stop the transmission or spread of the disease or anything. So all these people that were saying, shut up and get the vaccine, all these people that said, like that were in the pit at the Dead concert, that you had to have the vaccine to be in the pit, and I'm like, not in a million years, nope. And guess what? I have a buddy that's fighting in the hospital with COVID. That can't be, man. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. I said, he did. Whatever. Where are all those people now? Now that all these people are getting COVID left and right. And I've actually seen a video where they show this guy that has a needle. And you put, like, whatever into it. And it, when you do the, when you press down, the fluid goes into the needle part, up into the top part of it. And it looks like you injected yourself and you don't feel it. And when he does it several times, it looks like he's actually giving himself a shot, but not at all. Like when that guy from the Marine Corps hospital, when he got the first vaccine and everyone's there cheering him on, Operation Warp Speed. And guess what, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. Nothing in the needle. Oh, we gave him a shot. Yeah, okay. But then, what's going to happen with this stuff with Twitter? That's the DNC was colluding with Twitter, and the DNC was telling Twitter what to censor, and they were following. They were doing exactly what the DNC said, and they were censoring things. That's a traitor. You're a traitor to this country if you are doing that. But guess what? So what? Who cares? So what? So what? Who cares? Whatever. So what? Just wait until they censor you. I love how all these people want to shut down Trump supporters and all these conservatives. Just wait until they shut down you. Wait till you don't like the way this country's going and you try to stand up against. And they censor you. There's a guy in Australia. He was like it's a clip, I shared it. He's in the parliament, and he's like, this is, myocarditis was normal up until the roll of the vaccine mandate. And when the vaccine mandate came out, it skyrocketed. The cases of pericarditis and myocarditis, like jumped through the roof. Well, wait a minute here, folks. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's questioning, and he goes, this is going to be one of the biggest medical, this is going to be like a catastrophe type thing. Well, like the one guy said the one time, he goes, you can't have a, because I said this, you can't have a vaccine with a pandemic. We got one. Well, you didn't even, and they don't even let you finish. I said, no. To properly do a vaccine, you have to do a vetting process. You have to vet it. You have to go through trials and this and that. Look at some of these medications that went through all these clinical trials and all this stuff, and then you find out that pharmaceutical companies were going to lose billions, so they covered up a lot of this data that was showing massive problems. What was it? Purdue Pharmaceutical was covered up all this evidence of the fact that OxyContin was highly, 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 highly addictive. They covered all this data up because they wanted to get it through. And guess what? That's what these pharmaceutical companies do. Folks, we're going to invent this painkiller that's very, 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 very one of the most addictive substances out there. And then after we've made hundreds of trillions of dollars off of the medication, and then they're going to find out, we're going to settle a $2 billion lawsuit. $2 billion lawsuit. Because a ton of people got addicted. There was one pharmaceutical drug where they made like $8 billion on this one pharmaceutical, and they got like a $2 billion lawsuit. Well, I guess $2 billion is the cost of doing business. They still made $6 billion. Hello, folks. I'm from Record Pharmaceutical. I'm from Bull Pharmaceuticals, folks. And we have come out with a new drug that's going to counteract the addictiveness of this drug. So if you're on OxyContin and you're addicted to it, this medication, this new pharmaceutical, is going to help you with your addiction to the pain meds. It's like most medications you take are just to counteract the side effects of other medications. I have this problem because of this medication, so I take this medication to counteract that side effect, which gives me this side effect, which means I got to take medication E because I have a side effect from medication D, and that helps that. But because of D helps me with a side effect from C, and C from B, and so you have... So half the medications are just there. You're taking them to counteract, okay, you got a dry throat here. This medication helps with dry throat. Instead of trying to make the pharmaceutical to where you don't get a dry throat from it, which may not be possible, I don't know. But guess what, folks? Guess what? This medication, yep, people are complaining of a dry throat, cha-ching. Then we need to come up with a prescription and a pharmaceutical drug that helps with medications for, do you have dry throat from a medication? Well, we got a new pill you can take that will solve that one. But that's the problem, folks. People taking a picture, selfies with their vaccine passports. I got my vaccine card. How dare you? I'm going to unfriend you, you bigot. How dare you not just comply and get the vaccine. Just shut up and get it so we can get back to normal. We're never going to live a normal life without the vaccine. And you piece of crap. How dare you, you un-American conservative bigot that won't get the vaccine. You racist piece of crap. That's what you are. You're not an anti-vaxxer. You're a racist. How dare you? Didn't you just tell me 2 weeks ago that I only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell me to do? I don't think for myself. And now when I'm actually using my brain God gave me and I'm thinking for myself, all of a sudden now how dare you think for yourself? Just comply with the totalitarian government. Just comply. Just go to that concentration camp and just go into the ricin shower and let them burn you alive. How dare you think for yourself? Think for yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to think for myself. Ain't that? That's what gets me. when I do this show and I go back and they used to complain that, like, when Obama's president, oh, we could spend $100 trillion, no one matter. You know, we could bail out all these countries that are bankrupt and we could fix it all. Why don't you just write them a check? It's all we have to do. But then when Trump's president, have you seen the national debt we can't be spending? We're going to collapse our economy if we spend. That's not what you were saying when Obama was president. You were saying that we could spend as much money as we want to. It's not going to affect anything. But as soon as Trump's in office, how dare he spend money? Have you seen the national debt? The same idiots, you know, the same idiots that would say that I don't think for myself went off on me for thinking for myself when I'm like, I'm not getting the vaccine. How dare you? Are you actually going to believe a doctor who claims that whatever? I'm like, okay. Just take a gun and blow your brains out then. Yeah, Trump said that if you take and douse yourself with gasoline and light a match to it, you won't catch fire. He said that, of course you will. Trust me, I'll show you. Yeah, I mean, that's what gets me. You know, all this stuff's going to come out about Twitter and all this. I mean, I think there's tons. I mean, I think game on, because now that we have proof that they were colluding with the Democratic National Committee, that's a violation of freedom of speech, lawsuits. Now, I don't know, do you go after the people that owned Twitter at the time? I think you should. I think they should be the ones held responsible. I think they should be going to prison for treason. Well, I'm not going to get reelected if this story comes out, so you need to bury it now. Okay. But that's just where we live in, folks. We live in a world where it's like, okay, folks, I know. Welcome back. Welcome back to Friday Movie Day, folks. That's right, folks. Welcome back to Movie Day. Today we're going to watch Raw Dogger 16. Yes, that's right. This is number 16 in the series. It follows a guy that has multiple sex partners without using a condom. Yes, that's right, folks. You learned how to spell Raw Dogger in the spelling bee. Now you're going to see it in action. Oh, well, see, I signed your permission slips because of this new law that passed. You know, law, we do what we want to. 16, what it does, it says that, you know, we can do whatever we want to. The school has the right to give permission for your kids to do whatever we want them to, no matter if the parents agree with it or not. So even if the parents were not to agree to this, we can still force them to watch this stuff. Yes. If we have to super glue their eyes open, whatever we have to do, you know what I mean? Because we're the school and we know what's best. And so we're going to watch Raw Dogger 16. Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you learned how to spell it in the spelling bee. I'm glad I grew up in a generation where I'm still lost. Now, I understand a guy liking a girl. I can kind of see that, but people that have no idea, and how dare you segregate people by sex, because there's only two genders, male and female. You don't believe me? You can pretend all you want to that you're a female. You're never going to need a pap smear. You can pretend to the day you die. You can think to the day you die, you're a man. But if you're a woman, biologically, you're not going to need a prostate exam. I can think I'm a woman all day long. It's never... How can I think I'm a woman. How do I have prostate cancer? What happened? I thought I was a woman. I thought when I said I was a woman, I couldn't have prostate problems. That's what's going on in this world, man. Trust me. I've had a prostate exam, and I'll have many more. Don't worry, folks. But there's only, how many, I forget, infinity genders? Trust me, as much as I can say I'm a woman all day long, but I'll never have to have a pap smear. I can't. I can pretend I'm a girl all I want to, but I'm still going to have a prostate exam when I'm older or more than one. I've already had one. I don't know. It's just, you know, I mean, I just feel like this NDAA stuff, I like the fact that until they get this vaccine mandate through, this isn't going to happen. I like that, but then again, I think there's going to be stuff that's going to be put in that NDAA that we don't want. Don't worry, folks. They're going to try to, what Twitter did and what YouTube did and what Facebook did, that violates the First Amendment. They're going to try to find ways around it, just like they tried to find ways around the Constitution, because they've tried for years to try to find a way to have people in America have to go by what the United Nations, the UN says about gun laws and gun control. And how can we get gun control in here bypassing the Constitution? How can we get stuff done to bypass the Constitution? How come they have the freedom of speech? How can we get it to where we can censor that? How can we stop that? I don't know how anyone can support, because 99% of the people in D.C. right now are not upholding the oath of the Constitution. Whatever. You know, but that's what we live in, this world of all these people that don't know anything. Like, if you expose the truth, whatever. I don't care, whatever. Sorry, folks, whatever. Whatever. If they can censor me and try to shut me up, what makes you think they can't do that to you? Like I said, that vaccine mandate, just wait until it's something that you are against, and they try to force you to do something against your will. Just shut up, okay? If you don't do this, you're going to lose your job. I mean, they're already passing laws in states to where the schools can do stuff to your kid without your permission. They didn't even have to tell you. You can find out a month later, hey, my kid was exposed to this without, because we used to have permission slips. Like, if you want to watch this sex ed video, you have to get your parents' permission to sign off on it. And if not, then you couldn't. Heck, those sex ed videos, like I saw like in 4th and 5th and 6th grade, they're like Disney films compared to what they show now. Now they have like, now I guarantee you 3rd graders are exposed to Pornhub. I mean, I've seen these videos with kids that like, is this a different language? You know, I'm, you know, I'm non-binary, trans, and plasia, and, you know, I like to have these people, like this kid goes in the rant, there's only 4 of us, the manager, he took himself off the schedule, that way, when he rewrote the schedule, he couldn't be, get in trouble for not showing up. Yeah, there were 4 of us at the Starbucks, and I had to work an 8-hour shift, and there's so many people, too many, I mean, the stores is packed, and then they won't shut off the online ordering, and then there's tons of online orders, and people yelling at me, where's my drink?
Let me tell you something, folks, that dude's a retard. Because I had a buddy that worked at a restaurant that they had like one of those dine-dashings, like a Grubhub type thing, and they would have to shut it off because they'd be like an hour and a half in for food. Because I went to a Taco Bell one time to get food for me and my wife, and I'm not kidding you, I was the only one in there. Oh, we got like 25 DoorDash orders, and I'm like, it's going to be like an hour. I'm like, Yeah, you should have a side for DoorDash and a side for customers. I'm walking in here and I'm the only one here and I'm going to... No, I don't think so. And I left. Yeah, there needs to come a time we shut it off to where, hey, we're not taking orders right now. You know, if you're truly having order after order after order after order after order from a... Because that's bullcrap. Because if you have... If I'm in line... Sorry, folks, it's going to be like 3 hours because we got DoorDash. That's the only thing I do agree with the kid. If they do have a... Like a DoorDash... But then why would you want that crap? It'd have to be a cold drink. I couldn't imagine... Ordering a, because I've ordered stuff from BW3s one time, Buffalo Wild Wings, and because of the stuff that went out at the store, I got my order. I mean, the stuff was ice cold, but there was like a bar fight in the head that he couldn't get the stuff. And I'm like, well, you need to say, okay, yeah, if I place this order and it's been sitting there for 20 minutes, then like it was more like an hour plus. I'm like, eh, well, I will never use that crap again. It was ridiculous what it cost. But what happened? But that's a big issue though. You know, we have this generation that doesn't work. I get that he didn't want to work, but then. I can stand with the kid on the one aspect of, you know, when you sit there, okay, if you have 20 cars, because there's times where there's 15 cars plus in line at the Starbucks drive-thru. No way in hell would I support that anti-American company. But anywho, But when you have like a app where you can have like someone pick up a drink for you, you know, at some point you got to put the customer first. And if someone's not going to, now I don't know if they can do it or who was the lead. And I'd say, well then, if someone wouldn't have turned that thing off and say, you're getting into 40, I've got 30 drinks to make and I've got a dining room full of people. Good luck. I would have walked, and I would have. And if they would have said, "If you're gonna fire me, good." At some point, if you have like a DoorDash or Grubhub, one of those things, you need to turn it off if it's affecting the people. I mean, I shouldn't go into a Taco Bell and sit there with, okay, I'm the only one in here, but there's like a 3 hour wait because. They've got some, I mean, there were people that got like two bags filled. I'm talking like, okay, there's like four Mexican pizzas. I see at least 16 plus tacos in each bag. I mean, you know, and all kinds of different stuff. And I'm like, damn, what the heck? I just get a little bit for, I just get like a couple, like three things each for me and my wife, and it's like $20. That's not no delivery fee or nothing. But, you know, that's the way this world works, folks. Something, you know, that's why I say, and there's much more because, you know, that was the one aspect of that guy's thing. Because I had a buddy that worked at a restaurant when they would shut, like, the dining dash thing off because they would, because, I mean, they'd get to the point where they couldn't even, okay, you're going to be waiting about 2 hours for food. We have a dining dash thing. We got like 300 orders on there. You know, I understand like that candy thing, like where, like GoPuff, and if you just want like some snacky things, I'm sure that's probably like, I'm sure it's like 50% markup before the delivery fee. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. You know, just stand up for what you believe in, folks. Stand up for what you believe in, what you can. Look who just walked in the Grubhub. My dinner's here.
What?
It's Grubhub. I was talking about how, like you go to a place and you're the only one there and there's, like, 400 Grubhub orders, like a Taco Bell, and you, like, I guess I've got to leave.
Yeah. Or have some patience.
Well, when you're trying to get to church,
wow,
and you got like 10 minutes and you're the only one there and you would think that they would have one side for...
Do you want this out here or in the bedroom?
I think in the bedroom would be best. But yeah, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. But you know, as I get into a lot of this, one of the things I want to reiterate is the double standard thing. And what I mean by the double standard thing, so you can hear me, it's
hey Jerry,
X, Y, and Z.
Apparently, when me and you sit here and make money,
X, Y, and Z, you know, when all this stuff happens, it's a conspiracy theory until it's proven. So
I'm giving some money for Christmas
too. And it's just scary.
I know.
One of those things, you know, and that's the funny thing about this life, you know. It's like, I'm so tired of the, oh, it's a conspiracy until it's
okay,
proven that it's real. And it's like, so, whatever.
I will.
But I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 5 minutes left, just over 5 minutes or so, something like that. But it looks like we're going to get new owners at Manchester United. I haven't talked about the Premier League much, but I want to get into that, you know. It's going to be interesting because whoever we get, whether it's Saudi investors, whether it's some billionaire from England or whatever, or the U.S., they're going to have to spend money. My producer's in the house, so the love of my life. Yeah, we went and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see because whoever does this is going to have, I mean, they're not making the Glazers put us in the toilet. And I think what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to spend money on their exit out saying, hey, look at what we're trying to get this club going in the right direction. A little bit too late, but, you know, we'll have to see. But it's going to be, because whoever takes it over is going to have to either put a crap ton of money into Old Trafford or build a whole new stadium. So it's going to be interesting.
And I
don't know what, like, I mean, like, if they renovated the stadium, I don't know how they would, you know, what they would do, if they would find an alternate place to play while they renovated, or... It's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward. So I'm excited because this is going to be a whole new chapter. I mean, you know, it's not like, okay, we stink, so I'm not a fan. I'm like... So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, we got rid of Ronaldo. I don't know. I'm glad he's gone in a way because I don't want someone like that at the club. Sorry. Ten Hag, I would rather, and I've said this before on the program. I've told my wife this. I said, if winning the game means I'm on the bench, then great. Guess what, folks? We won the 21st Premier League title for Manchester United. I was a part of the team, but the game that won us the title, it was best that I was on the bench. So that's going to be neat to see, you know. And the fact that, you know, a bunch of people coming out, Simon Stone, I think, from the BBC is one that said, like by May we should have new owners in the spring and stuff. And that means either they've got more money and they know what to do with, or what I truly believe is they have been This is something that has been going on, and they've had negotiations. You know, maybe when we had the Glazer Out movement, we got that Liverpool game shut down. Maybe, okay, yeah, hey, they're right. We can't afford to invest in the same. We can't keep, yep, we've milked this cow dry, and we can't milk it anymore. There ain't no milk coming out. We can't keep impregnating it anymore. We got to sell it off so it can become hamburger meat. That's what they do. They impregnate cows to keep the milk flowing. And when they can't keep doing it, and usually the cow gets sent off for ground beef. So, and I think they finally realized that they can't milk the cow dry anymore. Because I think for a long time they thought that maybe we could get a couple shirt sellers here and there and that we'd be able to dominate. And they would get someone in that could take whoever they gave them and turn it into a winning combination, which wasn't the case. And what do we do now? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We can't invest. We don't have the money to invest in the stadium and do all this stuff, so we got to figure out something. And yep, and since May is when around, the club should already have new owners. You know, they've been working on this for a very, very long time, or the person has, like, an unlimited budget, and like, okay, I've got hundreds of trillions of dollars, let's go.
Any idea of who's offering to buy it?
Well, they think it might be someone in Saudi. Some like rich oil person in Saudi.
Right.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't want it because that's not. But they think it. They think more than anything it's a U.S. investor because since they're from the U.S. and they, you know, it's someone from the U.S. I honestly believe it's someone from the U.S. I really do. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday at 5:30, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.